my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Let's continue in the Quran. We are calling forth the attributes and characteristics of the universe within ourselves. We are calling forth these attributes like Atum, calling forth the names of the gods and the goddesses in the waters of Noon, and in the names, the names represent the innate capacity to fulfill that which the names describe. So these names that we went over in the Quran are names that have definition, that are alive within us. And when we as Atum call forth these names and attributes and characteristics, then we will find that we will excel the people. And the people we need to excel are the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and unfortunately those who yet give their spirit and soul energy to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Verse 88, dealing with that phrase, excel the people. We, meaning Allah and Allah, made to excel the people. Let me say that verse 87 again. And Ishmael and Elisha and Jonah and Lot, and each one of them, we made to excel the people. So verse 88, chapter 6, and some of their fathers and their descendants and their brethren, and we chose them and guided them to the right way. Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother, has chosen us to exceed, to excel some of our fathers and descendants and brethren. The human family are sisters and brothers. Even the wicked ruling class and ruling families are human beings. But these wicked ones, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, and the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they have given their spirit and soul energy to be used for wickedness. So now we are coming into the knowledge and wisdom of Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother. And because we have come into such knowledge and wisdom, we have been chosen to excel those portions of the human family that they have chosen to give their spirit and soul energy to be used for wickedness. We must excel them. We must unite ourselves with the universe, with these attributes that are found in the universe and found within ourselves. And we chose them and guided them to the right way. The we is Allah, the Almighty Father, and the we is Allah, the Almighty Mother. The power of the Most High permeating every atom in the universe, but the atoms in the universe work as one under the name Allah, but there is the we in Allah, and all of us are working as one, but we are many. And so in Egypt, Kemet, when it said chosen, the Quran says These are the chosen. We want to be the chosen. We want to be they whom are chosen by the Most High to excel this system and be they who facilitate the reality and the personification and manifestation of the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We have to see this Quran as African knowledge and wisdom. So in Kemet, the words Sep Tepen Ra are the words that carry the meaning chosen of God, chosen of Ra, chosen of light, chosen of that reality represented by the physical sun. We are the chosen, and we have been guided by the Most High, guided by these characteristics and attributes that we have called forth like Atum, and we have been chosen and guided to the right way, to righteousness in the African Hebrew language, righteousness and right having to do with Tzedek. Tzedek is righteousness, and Tzedekah is righteousness. And that has to do with a whole system of rulers and judges, and they who are a part of the judicial system that rule in a righteous fashion with justice and righteousness. You see, we have been chosen, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to be they who will create a new civilization of truth, justice, and righteousness. A new civilization in which the heads of the multinational corporations will be ourselves, and we will own the mechanism of production, the means of production. We will have ownership in the land, wealth, and the resources. We will be they who are in power, running the earth, running the universe. We will be they who sit in the courts, sit in the seats of the judges. We will be they who will head the judicial system. This is a civilization of rulers and judges and heads of financial, educational, governmental, and religious institutions. But we will be righteous because we are guided by Allah, guided by Allah. Verse 89. This is Allah's guidance, wherewith He guides whom He pleases of His servants. We want to be servants of Allah, servants of Allah, servants of that knowledge and wisdom and understanding that will cause us to excel this wicked system. And if they had associated others with him, all that they did would have been in vain. Now I want to hit the word other, because many of us are confused about the gods and the goddesses. Many of us are confused about the demons. Many of us think that the Africans worshipped other gods, as it is stated. We have forgotten the original reality and concepts. And let's, it's verse 3 of chapter 20 in Exodus. It says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, verse 89 of the Quran, chapter 6, and if they had associated others with him, all that they did would have been in vain. We have seen that Allah is the universe, but in that reality is the power of the we. Ashadu ilah ilaha il Allah. Is ilah an other that the Quran is saying don't associate it, don't associate the other with Allah? No. Ilah is the Almighty Mother. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So who is the other? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, says the Most High in the Old Testament scripture of Exodus chapter 3. What was that verse? Chapter 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. In the African Hebrew language, the Most High is Yahweh, Yehovah, Jehovah. And the Most High, Yahweh, is father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving. Begetting is father, conceiving is mother. Then you have the angels referred to as the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. But there is another group of Elohim. See, we are in the role of giving critical examination to spirit and soul energy. Who are the other gods and goddesses? Who are the other Elohim? Now, the word other in the African Hebrew language is 312, Aker, or Aker, Aker. This word is an adjective, and it means another, other, following, further. It carries synonyms having to do with strange and mean. So we're looking at something that is strange. We're looking at men and mans. Now, there are good men and women. All of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses. But what is our spirit and soul energy? The root of Aker is Akar, 309, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And this word means to delay, to hesitate, to tarry, to defer. Do you remember how we have said justice deferred is justice denied? So what we are looking at is a word that describes the demons and a demonic system that is set up to defer justice, to deny us justice, to delay justice, to hesitate. This word Akar means delay and hesitate, tarry, defer, remain behind. When we give our spirit and soul energy to the house of Rothschild, to the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families, when we give our spirit and soul energy to the demonic forces, then we delay justice, we delay blessings. We see that the system hesitates when it comes to doing right by us. Look at how the Congress and the Senate are delaying justice, the judicial system delaying justice. Look at how the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are cutting food stamps and cutting employment benefits. This could not be done unless there was an agreement among those who are at the top of the Democrat and Republican Party. They delay us that which in reality is our right as human beings, to cause one to delay, to hinder this system. See, these are the other gods and the goddesses. These are the other gods and goddesses that are under the sway of the demonic influence, bad spirit, soul, energy that have created a system that delays, that hinders, that keeps back. This is some more definitions of this word. Keep back. To wait. Stay behind. See, as long as we continue to believe in Democrat and Republican Party and believe in the system as it has been constructed, we will be kept back and held back. So the Bible and the Quran want us to remain with Allah, remain with Allah, remain with the angels, gods, and goddesses that are a part of the truth and justice and righteous fabric of the universe, so that our blessings are not delayed, so that justice is not denied. It says, and if they had associated others with him, if they had associated others, if they had associated the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, Caesar, the Roman Senate, the Roman Empire, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Herodians, the tribe of Quraysh ruling class and ruling families. These are the others. These are the others who have given their spirit, soul, energy over to the demonic, satanic influence, and they work to deny us that which is rightfully ours, to deny us justice, deny us health care, deny us education, deny us equal access to land, wealth, resources, deny us equal access to time, energy, and space. So the Quran is saying, if these that we named Moses and so on had associated these others, the Hyksos Pharaoh, if they had associated, if Moses had associated the Hyksos Pharaoh with the Most High, then all that he had done would have been vain. And vain has to do with empty. You know how empty the system is? You go into the system wanting something and you get nothing. The system is vain and vanity. Is it Ecclesiastes, Brother Solomon, examining everything as it has to do with the system, says all is vanity. The only thing that remains true is the praise and the worship of the Most High. And that means to uplift and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Because Yahweh is defined as existing. And if we are not upholding the principles of existence for all, then our works are vain. Verse 19, chapter 6, Quran. These are they whom we gave the book and authority and prophecy. Therefore, if these disbelieve in it, we have indeed entrusted it to a people who are not disbelievers in it. The Quran, coming under the teaching of we, Allah the Father and Allah the Mother, they have given us the book. And the book is beyond just the Quran. The book is the universe. The original book is the universe. The original book is the scientific understanding of the zodiac and the movement of the sun through the 12 zodiacs. 12 months clockwise, but 26,000 years counterclockwise. Having all of these 12 zodiacs divided into 12 with various characteristics and attributes that we go into to understand something of ourselves. This book, that we were given the book and the authority and prophecy. The whole universe gives us prophecy. The whole universe gives us authority. What we are going to have to do is train ourselves to be they who will create and build the new Christ Muhammad civilization. The new civilization of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And in order to do this, we have to go into the original book, which is the universe, go into the scientific study, go into Africa, the African teaching of the universe as the original book and the original script and the original teaching that teaches us all that we need to know to create this new civilization. And when you see the various zodiacs, it gives us prophecy. Because we are moving toward freedom, justice, and equality. And this is the teaching of the universe. As we master ourselves, as we see the attributes and the characteristics that we, like Atum, must call forth in the waters of Noon, the waters having to do with the understanding of the seed of life, germ of life, that we refer to as sperm, that life germ, that force of life that is eternal. We are calling forth the attributes. It says, therefore, if these disbelieve in it, we have indeed entrusted it to a people who are not disbelievers in it. We must believe in the book, this universe, which teaches us the reality of truth, justice, and righteousness. See, there are people who don't believe that the wicked ruling class and ruling family system will go away. There are people who don't believe that the masses of the people of the earth will rise up and manifest Christ within our person and overthrow this international system of wickedness. But we must believe in the universe. We must believe in the Most High. We must believe in the science of the atoms, the science of molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons. We must believe in this book that is called universe. Verse 91, these are they whom Allah guided. So follow their guidance. All of these prophets that we named earlier, follow their guidance within our construct. All of these prophets, they represent you and me. They are called out from among us to show the power that we have. So Allah, the Most High, Allah, the Almighty Father, Allah, that Supreme One, Sacred Masculine, that excels us, that propels us and excels us, is calling us to follow the guidance of all of the prophets, but to understand that those prophets are us, and those attributes that we defined. We defined every one of the names of the prophets, Moses and Jonah and Solomon and Ishmael. All of these are names that have definition. And these definitions represent attributes and characteristics in the universe. And because we are from the universe, all of those characteristics are alive within us, or laden with the potential to be alive. I'm thinking again of the waters of Noon. See, that teaching is such a wonderful teaching. Remember the waters of Noon at rest, potential energy? But waters at rest, you see, all of these characteristics and attributes that are tied to every prophet, to the Messiah, Yahushua, Isa ibn Maryam, al-Masih, Jesus, the Christ. These are attributes that are within us, but are they at rest? There's potential. So we have to become Pitah. That mind that is now constructing the power to call those attributes forth. Now we have energy. Now we have turbulence, but we have chaos, but the energy is in motion now. And so now we call forth Atum, and Atum brings order to the chaos, order to the attributes and the characteristics that were laden, that were potential. But now we are going to realize that potential and call forth the attributes that are Yahushua. Health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation and deliverance, and warning of the vengeance of the Most High. We call forth those attributes. The Quran says, say, I ask you not for any reward for it. It is not but a reminder to the nations. This Quran, this universe, we are a reminder to the nations. See, Yahushua, Isa, in the African Arabic language, Jesus is known as Isa. In the African Hebrew, the mother and father language of the African Arabic, that word is Yahushua. But the definition is health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, and deliverance, that which the people need. Health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance from this wicked system. But there's another definition, vengeance. See, we must warn ourselves that if we continue to follow the path of the other gods and goddesses, the demons, they will deny us justice, delay us justice, delay everything that we need in the universe. But we also warn the nations and warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families that the Most High is going to take vengeance on them for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. Whether you love Minister Louis Farrakhan, believe him or don't believe him, one thing we must say is that our minister, my minister, Louis Farrakhan, has been a faithful warner to the nations, a faithful warner to those who are in leadership, those who are the rulers. He has warned them that they are on a path of destruction. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.